Okay, guys, I know you might be angry with me, but hello world, okay, I understand that you guys are so mad at me for the whole year that I didn't do any podcast, but that's another topic, and today's topic would be the youth. Youth struggle with so much. They struggle with peer pressure, they struggle with family issue, they struggle with relationship issue. So let's tackle on the first thing to talk about, which is peer pressure. You know, they so badly want to fit in, they want to start smoking so they can look cool, they want to start attending to go to they want us to go to cool parties, hang out with the cool people so they can be noticed. That is not the case, okay? You can be whoever you want to be. Like, love your world, because you are the only person who is in control of your own mighty world. And trust me, if you are going to fall into peer pressure, you will rely on other people's opinions about yourself to be happy. And by that, you will not be happy. If you rely on other people to comment or say something in order for you to be happy, your happiness starts within you and starts today. It starts today. You need to be motivated. You need to feel that you can do it. You need to feel that you don't need nobody, because in this world, you just owe yourself that happiness. You owe yourself, nobody else. And you should trust yourself, trust your instinct. Do not trust anybody. The only person who's going to look out for you is you. And let's go to the second thing, which is family issue. Some people grow up without their parents. Some people like a mother, some people like a father, some people there is abuse at home. They just can't put their mind straight to things. There's poverty at home. Some people just don't get enough love. For myself, I grew up without a father, and I lacked that father figure love in my life. I needed a hero. I needed somebody that I can call my superhero, but I didn't have that. But in order for you to deal with that, I will say it in my own way, how I dealt with that pressure in my life. I had a journal. I wrote about it. I had two journals, actually. One was written dead. So in that journal, I used to talk everything. I used to discuss everything that I would want to discuss with my dad. And the other one, it's okay, the whole private issues that I don't want any of my parents to know about. So in that other journal that consists of the title, head title, which is dead, that one had the things that I really wished I could tell him. Those the things that I would come from school and I'll just blab and tell him about certain things that mom can't hear. So yeah, and the last thing is relationships. I know we get into nasty relationships. We get into we start dating at a young age and we think that okay, fine, he's my prince charm, we're gonna graduate, go to college together, get successful together, start a family together. Well, in some cases it does happen. Well, that is still a perfect couple that we'll say. And some of us, we tend to get pregnant during our high school journey, and that ends up really bad because the guy might not want to raise a child with you, or the guy would say that deal with it. That means that rather have abortion, because I'm not gonna take any responsibility for that, which is really wrong. But do not feel the need to abort your baby. Never. You should stand by your word, and you should be a proud mother as you would be. You should give birth, you should take care of your child and graduate and show them that I made it, and with my child I made it. And there are some that would go and get into relationships that would make them be some certain type of girl. You know, they would want them to be super, like this. I don't know. There's, you know, you tend to date while you're in school, and this guy just wants you to be like a supermodel, dress things that make you uncomfortable, be a person or a certain person that You are not. Trust me, honey. You are not. You're not there to please him. He's there to please you. So if he can't make the effort to make you happy, why do you? It needs to be 50-50. This is now the 20th century, and hello, hello. We ladies, we're taking the lead. But further on, doesn't mean that it's only for ladies, it's only for men. It's only for ladies. It goes for both genders. I know it sounded unfair because I'm a lady, whatever. But yeah. Thank you. And this is Valeria Eliasser. Stay tuned for the next topic. And guys, listen up. I am coming for you all because I will be recording a podcast each and every single week for you guys. So meaning that I'm back, and I'm back for good. Thank you guys. Stay tuned and like and subscribe to my channel.